We are back, baby! Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. We are finally back. Feels good to be back in the studio recording about our favorite show in the world. I am Jackson, your co-host, and I'm joined by my other co-host, Madeline.
Hello.
And our friend Danny, who is also a co-host.
Thank you.
We have a tri-host scenario going on here. Madeline, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Nice. It's been a long time since you recorded. Danny, you doing good?
Yes, thank you. I'm a little stressed.
What are you stressed about?
No, I'm good.
You want to talk about it? The listeners are going to be wondering what you're stressing about now.
Let's have a therapy podcast next. Let me just talk it out.
Well, I'm traumatized. I've built up...
Good, finally.
You want me to be traumatized?
Yep.
I built up this idea that I was going to love martinis for a long time. And I've been watching James Bond. I've been watching Wolf of Wall Street. Just people constantly drinking martinis. And then I finally got the chance to try one last night. And it was very gross.
Yeah, it didn't taste like something someone would drink on purpose.
Yeah. It didn't taste like an alcohol, like cocktail. It tasted. Yeah.
Were you drinking it because of James Bond or because you were trying to channel Lorelai Gilmore?
Does she like martinis?
Mm, that's her drink.
I haven't even known that yet. See, there's so many martini lovers in my media life. But I didn't like it, so sorry.
I want to try one now.
Have you guys had anything you didn't like lately? Food-wise? Or drink?
I think I've been satisfied.
Yeah. I don't think I've tried.
We can wait.
Okay, hang on. I had a beer the other night that
Ooh.
It was okay.
What did you have?
I don't even know what it was. It was.
Just name one. Just take shots at a beer company right now.
Just take shots. Let's do it. I don't know. It was at the concert on
Maybe
Friday.
Maybe Bud Light. Let's just go.
No, it was like a not known, like not a big company. Mm. It was one that they had on tap.
Well, if that's you, step up your brewing game, beer company. You do not win Danny's favor.
Yeah.
Madeline, you've liked everything. You've been on a kind of a reverse diet thing.
Yeah.
So we've been hitting up all the local joints.
Yeah, minus the diet portion. Just been reversing progress.
You've been on a reverse lately, right?
I've just been eating everything. Yeah, it's
been
great.
Lovely.
It's been very nice.
Cool, cool. So it felt good to finally get back into Gilmore Girls. We kind of left. We didn't leave on a cliffhanger. They kind of wrapped it up nicely on episode 7.
Was that Cinnamon's Wake?
No.
No, there's one after that.
Well, what was it?
The one with
Dean.
Yeah, Dean's movie night.
The movie night.
Yeah. So they kind of ended on a, you know, Lorelai was okay with him. So everything was kind of okay.
We were not.
I'm
happy we had this little break because I feel like I was very irritated with everyone.
I liked people this episode.
Yeah, I felt.
Yeah,
it felt refreshing.
Yeah,
this is. You might feel this way about your family over the holidays. It's okay to take a break every now and then.
For a couple months.
and then come back to it. Well, cool. You guys just want to jump right into it?
Yeah.
This episode is episode 8 of season 1. It's called Love and War and Snow. What do you think about that seltzer?
Wasn't horrible.
It's a mango dragon fruit. Shout out Blur Seltzers.
That might be one of the best ones I've tried.
Wow. Well, let's go.
I'm just trying to get you to invite me in the other one.
We had a meeting today if we're going to continue it or not.
The suspense.
Stay tuned. All right. This opening scene is very important. It is the first time that we see the city council meetings, right? Or the town meetings.
Mm-hmm. We have Taylor Dosey.
Yes. Who is not... I thought Taylor was the mayor, but he's not.
Not yet, I guess.
I don't think he's ever the mayor.
We actually have...
he's some other word that I never
town
remember.
Selectman.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the one. Is that a hot dog? Are they eating hot dogs?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, Lorelai shows up to the meeting with food. And the mayor, I guess he's the mayor. He's actually...
Yes, Nicholson the mayor.
Yeah,
unless
the
that's
mayor.
His name.
The actor plays Mr. Lebowski in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't
it? That was cool.
Taylor Dozy talking first, though?
Yeah, he's talking
about
parking spaces.
I had a note.
Quick note.
Apparently, I did not use my lava lamp to its full potential.
Yes, because he's accusing the other person of selling drug paraphernalia.
So there's no reason to have a lava lamp if you're not on drugs. Yeah. And I had a lava lamp as a kid, and I was not on drugs. So now I'm just wondering.
Let's try it again. See what if I was you missing. Like it more. Casey was talking the other day that she really wants to get a lava lamp.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she just has to now. If I hear a lava lamp mentioned several times in 1 week, I feel like that means
something needs
to
happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, during this meeting, we find out about the historic stand that Stars Hollow took.
Stars Hollow.
Stars Hollow.
Tip of the tongue, the teeth, and the lips. It's not great. It's how you warm up your mouth because you hit all the different
parts. Say it again.
The tip of the tongue.
I'll say it how you said it.
The tip of the tongue. The teeth and the lips. We find out about the 12 heroes of Stars Hollow that defended their town from the British many years ago. And we find out that they're going to do a reenactment. Yay. And they do it every year. And Luke has a major problem with this. I thought it was going to be something worse when he was like fidgeting in his chair. I thought he was having like a heart attack or something, but.
Can we just look at the mayor's hat? My first note is mayor's hat.
Yeah. It's just there. Was he ever wearing it or was it just on the stand?
I really want to see it on because it's like a denim fedora. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was
more slouchy.
It.
Yeah.
So they just like, yeah, we'll just set this on the stand. That's just
yeah. That is kind of a strange prop. Yeah.
Was it up there when Taylor was up there or?
No, the mayor definitely brought it. I think let's see if he walks in. No. Yeah. He just brings it in, sets it down.
Do you ever see him he just sets it down. We don't see him like on the side wearing it or something.
Mm-hmm. No. It just kind of appears when he appears.
I'd love to see.
Maybe it's his Horcrux. Kill the hat, you kill the mayor.
I feel like you shouldn't carry your Horcrux around. Like that's a bad plan.
You should hide it, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I would make my enemy my Horcrux.
Wow. Genius.
Who's your enemy?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
That's not what you said at competition week.
And Danny. I have two enemies.
And Danny.
Yeah, so we find out that this group of 12 people, they stood out in the dark all night waiting for the British who never showed up, and the town has a reenactment.
Was it 12?
I think they said 12.
Good job with your details.
A dozen, some people would say.
Oh.
Yeah, Luke gets triggered.
Yeah, he was.
He is the OG SJW. That's one of my notes.
Which I guess is an annual tradition.
Social justice warrior.
Thank you.
I guess like he always gets triggered during that meeting because Lorelai and Rory were calling out.
They knew it was happening. Yeah. My second note is get it, Luke. Especially when he was celebrating taking the land that we stole or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like he was onto that before it was trendy.
Yeah. Which kind of surprises me.
Yeah, his character does not make sense.
Yeah.
It's not like a consistent person. It's like two different people wrote for Luke and neither one of them would give in to the other person.
I like it.
Yeah, so I think.
There was a comment made by the mayor, which he tells Luke, if you don't like America, go wait in line for toilet paper in the Soviet Union. Which I just wanted to point out, here in America, we had to wait in line for toilet paper last year. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I've never had to wait for toilet paper anywhere else I've been.
It's true. But anyways, the next scene is
the first snow.
The first snow of Christmas.
And Lorelai wakes up. She can smell it.
So yeah, so does she wake up from the smell or from the cold?
I think she just wakes up. Because she just wakes up.
Oh.
I guess it's
but
just
then she smells it. Yeah, so she can smell the first snow.
She sets up her life to be happy and to go open the window, smell it, and then listen to her voicemail over and over.
I feel like that's a real thing, too, that like the air smells different when it's like really cold. Mm-hmm. Maybe not snow necessarily, but like there's a different like smell in the air when it's cold.
On Scott Patterson's podcast, anytime he has a guest star on, he asks them a series of questions, and he always asks if they can smell snow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them say yes.
I kind of feel like I can.
Can or can't.
I feel like I have never had the opportunity to realize if I can or not.
Hmm. Like, it's always there before you.
Yeah.
Like, you know it's like snow hits before you start smelling. Your eyes start.
You see the white stuff and you know it's snow before you smell it. Yeah. Not me. I finally have to smell it. Well, the grass white again.
Let's give this a sniff. How old is this voicemail? Because it's definitely like recorded because she played it back.
Well, she said he said it was a Thursday, and this I think was Thursday night. Because the next day she goes to, or is the Friday night dinner. So I think
so it was that day.
Yeah, unless it was the Thursday before, or two Thursdays before, or three Thursdays before.
I bet it was that day.
Could it be four Thursdays?
It sounds like they're playing phone tag, and this is probably just like the most recent one.
Yeah,
and I have a note that that was a very good voicemail. Because I was thinking about voicemails that I've left, and they're not. It's usually just like, hey, it's me. Call me back. Well, I don't leave voicemails.
Yeah.
So it's like a different time. But
yeah.
My note on it is, Jackson, have you ever left a voicemail like that?
What was that?
I got a Ring doorbell alert.
You want to check that?
No, we're good.
A voicemail like that? No, I haven't left.
You've never said, it's Max Medina. Max Medina.
Hey, it's Jackson.
Long Bond. Flirty.
Jackson Bond. No. I don't leave voicemails either.
Honestly, I feel like if Jackson tried to leave me a serious voicemail, like saying something sweet, he would get like halfway through and then he'd like think about like the fact that he's sitting there saying it and then he'd like make a joke. Like he wouldn't be able to.
I made a note here that if someone said it smells like snow these days, I would just check my weather app to see if it's going to snow.
Yeah.
Man, technology.
Yeah, it makes it nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have a note about her and Rory's plans.
Mm-hmm.
So Rory said that they're going to go get coffee and donuts and stay out in the snow at midnight. So does Stars Hollow have a 24-hour donut shop?
Ooh. Unless they were going to... Well,
unless they're getting them way before.
Yeah.
Which I guess they could.
I mean... In one episode, she says that they have a 24-hour pharmacy that closes at like 9 p.m. So what? I'd be surprised.
I guess donuts don't go bad. They could get those early.
Yeah, they'd just be cold.
Yeah.
And then it's my donuts. But they're not.
Because they go great with coffee. Have you ever had a donut with coffee?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sounds so good. So,
just like a glaze, like a traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I want to know, because Lorelai said that Rory was born in a snowstorm and her best, Lorelai's best birthday, it snowed. So does it?
I thought she said Rory took her first steps during a snowstorm.
She said that too.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking that it didn't say Rory was born.
No, she did.
I was like, wouldn't that be one?
At the end, she was like something about, you're talking to your mother who pushed you out or something during a snowstorm. She like added that.
Okay,
in.
I missed that. Yeah. I missed that.
Because does it really snow that much up there? Because
where are they at?
The Northeast.
Yeah. Connecticut. Yeah. Rory was born in October and Lorelai's birthday is in April, like late April.
I think so.
Yeah, like, it probably does.
It's winter's crazy. A lot longer.
That is crazy.
So wait, is the first snow in January?
What?
The first snow. Oh, just of the winter season?
Yeah.
So probably like October.
November,
but we're definitely past Thanksgiving because they have all the pumpkins.
So I guess
this is a late year global warming.
Global warming.
Okay, the next scene. Or you have something else?
I made the note fodder because I wanted to look up what that is referencing.
Oh, it means that that's like material I can use for. She's for the tell all. So when she writes her memoir, this is something she could pull from, some experience she can write about. Fodder. Like,
thank you.
Material.
I think. Wow. I'm so happy we have our own Google here.
The next scene, we're at the inn. And, well, guess what? Michelle doesn't really like the snow. Can you guys believe that?
Mm-hmm. Shocker.
Lorelai likes something. Michelle doesn't like it. But what is she planning here? She's talking about a hike. Is she just saying if any of the guests want to go on a hike?
Yeah, activities for the guests.
That's cool. If I ever went to a hotel that provided parkas, that would be...
Like, thank you. I didn't even know what a parka was.
I don't know what a parka is.
You don't?
No.
It's like one of those big coats with the... You don't?
Judging me. She just said she doesn't know.
I thought she was joking. It's one of these. Oh, it's one of these bad boys right here.
It's a Google?
It's just a coat?
Yeah, with like the hood with the warm neck. Like, it's usually fur.
Oh, okay.
That's disappointing.
I love parkas.
Did you really not know until the Google?
No, I knew.
Told you as
well? You
don't
want to know why I know. It's from a video game.
Ah.
But so Suki pops out and says she's going to make some snowflake cookies?
Caramel snowflakes.
Oh, caramel.
That's what they're making when they go in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Caramel.
But before we get to the kitchen, Lane wears her marching band uniform all day.
Okay, yes, I have a few different notes about this. Like, in the beginning, I was like, she doesn't need to be wearing the hat right now. Like, she's choosing that.
Yeah.
And your head's cold.
I feel like it's still not even that warm.
I want to know what Lane plays.
She saw, when she, at the end of this episode, she's carrying a case. So it's got to be like a flute or something that can fit in a little case.
Because later she plays.
Yeah, because I guess it makes sense now because I had seen this so many times, like I knew she was in band, but never actually connected it. Yeah. So then when she starts to play the drums, I was always like, why is she instantly fantastic at the drums?
Yeah.
But she doesn't play the drums here. So it still doesn't make sense.
She plays
the
triangle.
But she did say jazz band at the end. So they don't have flute and jazz band.
That's true.
So I don't know. Maybe saxophone?
Trumpet.
Could be trumpet.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if it ever shows her in band again. And like, if it actually, because later when she's actually there, they're like, hey, pull out your instrument. And she does not. She does other things instead.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Lorelai roasts her. Says, what's up, Sergeant Pepper?
Yeah, because she's wearing the hat by choice. That is
true.
That is a statement.
Fashion, darling.
Fashion, darling. Yeah, so basically during this whole next scene, Lane is talking to Rory about a boy she likes. And I have a note, why would Rory listen to something that's not about Rory? Because she doesn't give her a second. She doesn't.
She's very distracted. Yeah.
By a bookmark. But boy, before Lane. We get there, we go to the kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
Where Suki is making the caramel snowflakes.
Madeline really enjoyed the other chef.
I love that he actually spoke, because so often, you know, these like backup characters, they just like kind of react and it's like not realistic because they don't say anything. But he actually said like, I am, or something. And that was just something. Thank you for actually having a line.
Doesn't that mean he like gets paid different?
It's five words or more than five words. I think you have to get paid.
Oh, what do you say?
Oh.
One, just two?
Yeah, two.
No, poor guy.
Rough.
And that's why we were officially starting a GoFundMe for background chef number two. Just kidding.
Dimpled caramel staring chef.
I was just looking at those dimples.
Yeah.
You like the dimples?
I do like the dimples.
You love my grandpa and my grandma.
Her name is Noted. Dimple.
Oh my goodness. It's all set.
Yep. So Rory pops into the kitchen, asks for those Rocky Road cookies because she's going to give them to Dean.
Dean. Yeah, that's my second. I've made a note of all the foods. That's the second one I wrote. Rocky Road cookies.
What was the first one? Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Nice. Yep, so next scene is Rory and Lane walking to the bus stop, and Lane's trying to talk about herself, the bare minimum of about her life, and Rory's looking for a bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
We meet up. Well, Dean meets up with them at the bus stop and...
Much to Lane's dismay.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like...
Well, yeah, because they're being like the cringy couple that's like...
They're real gross.
Being super coupley whenever there's a third person there. Like, you don't...
True.
You saying that they were cringy just makes me realize, like, all of the Gilmores are very cringy this episode with their bows.
They've
been like different types of cringy, too.
You're one to talk with your bows.
For our audio listeners.
Danny has a bunch of bows in front of her.
Christmas wrapping paper bows.
Yeah. Is Jane Austen good? What does she write?
That's Pride and Prejudice.
What this note was for.
What did it say?
Hunter Thompson.
Yes. Hunter Thompson wrote Catcher in the Rye.
No.
Dang
no.
it.
I don't know what Hunter Thompson wrote.
Look it up.
Look it
I
up.
Think that's why I made the note, so we could look it up. And then
Hunter Thompson wrote.
I saw it and I was like, what is that note? But then I
wrote. Oh, he wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and some other stuff. A bunch of boring stuff.
Fear and Loathing, that's the main one, I think.
Yeah. The Rum Diary.
Rum Diary, The Great Shark Hunt.
Yeah, definitely different than Jane Austen, which is what they're trying to establish.
Well, okay. Next scene, we're right back at the hotel, the inn. And, okay.
I don't love that Lorelai just keeps saying the word flakes. Because
flakage, like, if you will.
It's like the least flakage. Cozy way to describe snow is just the flake.
Snowflake?
Like when I think of flake, I think of like dry skin. And yeah. Like
I really enjoyed flakage, if you will.
Yeah, flakage was
funny. I noted that. Has my mic been off this
whole time? Been on.
I'd be like, nope, we're trying again next week.
Oh my gosh, I'd be angry.
Yeah, basically, Grandmama calls and said that the roads are getting terrible. So Lorelai says she's not going to dinner. Rory's going to stay the night there. Yep. Boom, next scene. It's snowing. Look at these snowflakes.
And they, well, that one's on her hat, but.
You think it's fake?
Well, no, like that's real. That's real.
She has some embroidered into her hat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My first note of the scene is fake ass snowflakes in Lorelai's hair.
Mm, yeah, the snow just gets huge, like out of control.
Yeah.
Which it did snow like that last year.
Mm-hmm. Here. I remember.
Like, there was a day where it was like really huge flakes.
I had some trivia for you. Because
hit us with it.
Sorry to break it. This is a show. It wasn't real snow, right? It was props.
Correct. Potentially.
On the
it never melts on them, so I assume.
Yeah. And it'd be hard to plan around real snow.
Documentary, so.
Yeah. But in a fake show, The Wizard of Oz, they used asbestos as their fake snow during that shoot of the snow scene.
And everyone got sick.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I thought that was interesting. I wonder if they used how do you say it?
Asbestos.
Asbestos and Gilmore probably Girls. So it's snowing.
You know, probably.
Probably not.
They haven't Lorelai updated runs things much. Loop.
And,
70 years.
Is this where you find out that Luke's father was a reenactor?
No, we find that out in the beginning.
Father was a reenactor. I thought he was crazy too.
Yeah. So everyone's like, why isn't Luke reenacting? I think
they do say that in this part.
I wrote it down.
At least that part here. Yeah. They might have said it also in the beginning.
Mm.
But basically, Lorelai's talking about how good the snow is here. And then Luke says, come on in for some coffee, y'all. Make you some coffee.
I was so disappointed for him that she said no.
She said, no, I'm going to keep walking.
Because she's enjoying her snow.
Yeah, I think she's looking for something else to enjoy.
Oh, he was flirting hard. He should have been like, hey, we can get coffee and walk together or something. That would have been cute.
That would have been awkward when they saw Max.
Yeah, that would have been real awkward.
If he was there.
Yeah, I still don't like Luke yet. They haven't won me over.
I love Luke.
I want to, but he's just not likable yet.
How do you love Rory but not like Luke?
I don't know. I want to like Luke, and I thought I liked Luke, but so far what I've seen, he's just not.
It's pretty unlikable.
Like if I met him in person, I'd be like, geez, you have like anger issues.
Oh, I love him.
Okay, and then we go to the band performance. And so the band performance is at night, and Lane has been wearing this outfit all day. And I
she was probably the only one that wore it to school.
Yeah.
She was just so excited.
There was always that one kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what she was talking to Rory about was this boy she likes who has really nice hair. So here at this evening, they're all standing outside and the boy shows up.
With his hair?
Right in front of her and like crouches down.
Well, he's her band partner, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Next to her.
You're right. I am. So, yes, you're yeah, right.
Thank you. Say it again.
Okay, Danny's right.
Thank you.
I think this guy was her band partner, actually. That's why he was there. And well, she reaches down and runs her hand through his hair. And he looks at her like, what?
She could have just been like, oh, there was something in your hair.
It was a pretty slow.
Yeah, he would have reacted way faster.
Yeah.
I tried to write Lane is so cringy, but since we're doing it on our phones, it corrected to Lane is so crunchy.
Lane is crunchy.
Crunchy bitch.
She immediately just runs away.
I feel like that's something you do maybe when you're like 10 or 11, not when you're 16. No, like touch someone's hair like that.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
Yeah, and then she's like, everyone at school is going to be staring at me tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Monday.
It's like a Tina thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, it is a Tina thing. Definitely.
I have to go be homeschooled now. Mrs. Kim will win.
Well, Lorelai is still walking through the snow, and who else does she see but Max?
Medina.
Max Medina. His car broke down. So he agrees to go get some dinner with Lorelai while they fix his car.
Mm-hmm. And that they have the most disturbing flirting.
Yeah, it's like there's no natural pausing. Like they already have their responses before the person finishes. Yeah. So it doesn't flow. Like I think they wanted a really quick like rat-a-tat thing and it just was too
much.
Too quick. Yeah.
It would stress me out having that conversation.
Yeah.
It's like you just always have to be like saying something funny.
I was thinking about how I would like answer some of these and I would definitely like, take a second before I replied. Like, I think it's craziness. But they agree to dinner and start walking. We cut back to the grandparents' house.
The grandparents' house.
Where Rory is. And can you guys freaking believe this? Their cook called out because of the icy roads.
God.
You can just, no one wants to work anymore.
True.
So they're having a conundrum. I like Richard during this scene. Like I could see how it's annoying to Emily, but it's pretty funny.
No, I like it because he's like the opposite of Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until she's like, okay, we just won't have dinner. And then he's like, whoa, wait. That kind of snaps him to it. But yeah, basically they're worried about dinner. So Rory suggests they go look in the fridge to whip something up. And they find a frozen pizza.
I want to go to a Turkish prison.
If that's what they're serving. Yeah, this pizza looked good. We'll get to it, but...
Yeah.
Rory says that she'll cook dinner, tells them to run along. She'll call them when it's ready.
Whip something up.
Whip something up. So yeah, the next scene is where Lorelai and Max Medina are walking and doing that terrible talking.
Yeah.
Should we play like a clip of it?
Too fast. Does it, will it hear the audio?
Wait, we need to rewind a little bit. Or not.
You ever been married?
Nope.
Ever been close?
Once.
And?
She's in Thailand now.
Sex trade?
Bank of America.
That's usually one or the other.
She went there on business.
They just talk so fast.
Yeah, it just like doesn't seem natural.
I need to see the menu because I want to see what's in the Fiesta Burger.
The menu?
I don't think it says.
It says, oh. All
right, let's see if we can see the menu for the Fiesta Burger.
Dang it. It just has the price.
$14.
It's got four peppers.
No, that's the dollar sign, I think.
Yeah, it's $4.50.
I thought that too, but
that makes sense.
Because, $11 soda, $12 hot dog.
But look, it's got four peppers, so it's super spicy.
Oh, what does this say? Today's specials.
Read it.
I think it's intentionally smudged enough that you can't read it.
Bastards. Dang it. I really want to know what's on the Fiesta Burger.
Probably habanero.
My fourth food note.
Fiesta Burger?
Yeah.
Nice. So they're walking and Max Medina's like, where are we going? Because she hasn't told him yet.
True.
We cut back to the grandparents' house. Rory's in Lorelai's old room and she finds a photo album as well as like a photo booth strip of Lorelai and Chris.
I really want to know because that's Lorelai's dollhouse that she loves. It's her favorite thing from her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like their house that they live in now. So I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Oh, weird.
Like if Lorelai picked that house because it reminded her of her dollhouse.
Or if her parents had been planning everything since she was a kid. And they had that house built, but made it built to look like it was older.
Oh my gosh.
And then made it available on the market when Lorelai moved to Stars Hall.
I wish we could have like a spinoff show that's from Emily and Richard's point
of view. Just pulling the strings out her whole life.
Yeah. That'd be entertaining.
Richard, go cut Max Medina's brake lines tonight. Oh my gosh. He must end up in Stars Hollow.
And if we kill him, we kill him.
This is when Lane calls the grandparents' house.
Well, actually, Lane pages Rory and then Rory calls her.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Because I wrote like, pagers are funny. Yeah, because she gets a beep. And I thought it was like the pizza that was done at first.
Yeah.
But she checks it and then goes and dials a number. So I think...
Yep.
I didn't really understand how pagers worked, but so I guess that
I was
just
about to say I hate how much I don't understand.
Sends you a beep and you look at it and it has someone's phone number and you know to call that person.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Can't you like send where you are so they know where to call?
No.
I think it just sends the phone number that they should be calling.
Yeah, because she calls the house not knowing who it is. And then she's like, Lane, why are you at my house? You're probably thinking of the second gen pagers.
I'm thinking of episodes of Gilmore Girls. Where?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know much about pagers, to be honest. But yeah, it is crazy technology. You could do that, but not a text yet. Crazy.
They were so close.
Lane goes off on Rory. Right
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lane's having a crisis.
Yeah. And she's like, you're never there when I need you. This, yeah. And then but the phone line
she's
goes
she's out
up.
Of her uniform.
Oh, yeah. She changed before she called or paged Rory.
I wonder if that's Rory's sweater.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Gotta be.
Yeah, so then the phones go out in the middle of their conversation, so Rory's, like, freaking out because it seems like she hung up, maybe? Or she just knows that Lane needs to talk to her, so. Mm-hmm. But she can't call.
And then...
Then the pizza dings.
All hell breaks loose. The pizza alarm's going off.
the timer's going off, and...
You must come downstairs immediately.
It cracked me up because Rory was like, well, it'll be fine, let me just... And then once Richard was like, get down here, and she was like, okay, we better go. But we finally get to where Lorelai and Max Medina are having their date.
They're watching the house on Haunted Hill.
Oh. I hated this scene. Holy crap. They're so self-absorbed to just be talking through this whole movie.
Well, it's a big movie theater, so no one can hear.
It's a tiny bookstore.
It's giant.
Are we supposed to just believe that no one could hear them?
I think so.
Because Lorelai was talking loud. She wasn't even like whisper talking.
I think it's like a TV show thing where like you go over here and the people can't hear you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch you watch more movie theater scenes because there's a lot. It's always like this.
Madeline knows this. When I go to a movie, I like to get into the movie. I don't want to hear any talking.
Oh, I'm a commenter. Commentator. Commenter.
When was the last time I invited you to the movies? I'm just kidding.
Aladdin. For your birthday, like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm just kidding. But yeah, people talking during movies, like at a movie theater. Not at home, per se, but...
Noted.
Anyways, cut back to the dinner. The frozen pizza is cooked.
We get to learn Lorelai's special trick.
Yeah, which is?
Adding Parmesan. Yeah.
That makes me so mad that she says it.
Yeah, because it's just like, wow.
It's the most
Lorelai
basic.
Really made it spread across the U.S.,
Yeah.
My note for that scene is, are there people who are too rich for pizza?
I think it is. Like, sad. They think of it like a low class, which I mean, it kind of is.
They do say the rich have their struggles too. I guess that's it.
They don't get to have pizza.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently they've never had frozen pizza. They really like it. Mm-hmm. What's foie gras?
Foie gras.
Yeah.
Is it like baby duck or something?
Oh, I think it is.
Baby duck?
Yeah. No one's duck
the
liver.
The liver of a duck.
It's fine.
Goose.
It's not a baby. It's an adult sad. Duck liver.
Yes. Can you imagine if people ate a little baby duck?
Well, what is it?
That
veal?
Makes me so
Veal's
sad.
Like
baby lamb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat it. It's your facial expressions. What I'm laughing at. Not the
laughing
fact that
people as
people eat.
Slaughter baby
no,
lambs.
I don't like it either.
That's so sad. God. How do... nope, not going to get started on this.
I do like that they are having wine with the pizza.
Very classy.
Very classy.
I personally like beer with my pizza, but maybe I'll try it with wine next time.
I don't think it goes well together. Well, cheese.
Let's find out.
I bet like a nice, teddy. A margarita pizza with like
I
a
thought
nice...
you said eat, Danny. Like, okay, let's do it. yeah, we'll do that in Italy. Happy.
What, wine and pizza?
Yeah.
Wine and dine. Go ahead.
Emily apparently has a cousin or a sister in Paris, Hopi.
Hopi.
She's never mentioned ever again, and
they're probably not on good terms. I feel like
they go
not
to
on,
Europe often.
Yeah.
She was like just like, not. I haven't seen her in so long, like longing for her.
Because she's a bitch.
Oh.
That's what she was thinking.
Ah, that makes sense.
Rory comes down with the photo album. What's up?
I don't remember the context of this next note, but it's funny. I don't know where it comes in.
So let's see if we can figure out what's the note.
Jackson needs to swing from a chandelier with his mustache.
Oh, because Emily had a thing for a pirate and Richard was saying that she tried to get him to grow out a mustache.
Oh,
and swing
good.
From a chandelier.
She wanted him to swing from a chandelier.
So this is the correct place to say it.
I would love to swing from a chandelier. Channel my inner Sia.
You gotta find a chandelier first.
We'll play that song, Chandelier, too.
Let's do it. Rory comes down with a photo album, and I realize that I'm at a point in my life where I'm excited for the time someone could bring out photos, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen these in years.
I can show you my photo album next time you come over.
It's gotta be about me.
Oh, you're in there. It's all you.
This is when you turn 7.
Pictures I've gathered from the years.
Yeah. That's pretty chill.
Yeah, I love looking at photo albums.
Yeah. Okay. I did like how like excited Emily and Richard were when they saw the album. They kind of...
Until we got to the one picture.
Yeah. So what? It's a picture of Lorelai in a dress.
Yes.
Will you guys talk through this part? I didn't really get it.
It's for her coming out.
Which is?
It's like your entrance into society, saying like you're almost an adult and you'll be ready to be wed soon, basically. Hmm.
Which was what?
A productive member.
Yeah. Because she was 16, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a Jewish bar mitzvah.
I've never been to one.
You don't have to go to them to know what they are.
Never heard of it.
Never been to a coming out party.
Yeah. It's like I guess she was 16 since it was right before. Because she didn't go because she was pregnant.
Right before. So she just did.
Before she got big.
Dane just put her hands next to her stomach and pushed out.
I did. Sign language. Because later, Rory comes out and
It
like has flashbacks to...
To Lorelai?
Lorelai's.
Well, that's exciting. Stay tuned for that.
It'll be a good one.
What season is that?
I think it's this season.
Cool. That's going to be awesome.
And Jackson is going to come out. We've decided we're going to get him a long white dress.
Mm-hmm. He's almost ready to enter society.
I'm almost ready.
That's why he's wearing his glasses. He's glassy now.
Yeah. Next scene.
Fake ass snowflakes.
It is snowing like crazy.
Yeah. Is the snow is so fluffy?
It is so fluffy.
I'm just mad at them.
So Luke.
I mean, there is snow that looks like that.
That is fake.
Well. They probably ran out of real
paper
snow.
Sticking to his head.
It looks like foam or something.
Could, yeah. But it did snow like this last year.
Did you see it on the cups? It's like cut out rectangle paper.
Well, those are papers, right?
Well, they don't have the snow machine.
But anyways, Luke sees the reenactors and feels... Well, why does he bring the coffee out?
Feels bad, I guess, that they're all cold.
He doesn't.
See, this
have
seems
heart.
Out of character, like you're saying. Like,
right. Like he doesn't it doesn't seem like, oh, he does care. He's it just seems confusing.
Rough on the outside, but he's sweet on the inside. He really cares.
But why? I feel like he hates this guy. Mayor.
He cares about them.
But
it's
he brings them coffee. I think he saw his father in them because the guy's like rejecting the coffee, and then Luke is like, my father would have taken the coffee. Mm-hmm. So. Probably something about that.
Yeah, it's just a connection.
I meant to ask this at the last scene. When did you guys first start thinking about your wedding? Because Emily says every girl thinks about her wedding day.
I don't know. It's probably pretty young.
Yeah. Like 6, 5.
That's crazy.
Definitely by the time you have a Pinterest, you've thought about your wedding. You already have your board.
Yeah.
How accurate to your... perception was your wedding?
I mean, I didn't have stuff like super planned out. I didn't.
Different guy.
Everything was perfect
was
except
different.
The groom. All right, whatever. Oh, but yeah, he's handing out the coffees, and then he looks and he sees Lorelai with Max Medina, kissing. What is Luke
kissing?
What kind of face does Luke make? Danny, describe it.
Looking at this sad puppy.
Yeah. But then we jump to Lorelai's house where they're standing outside the door, Max and Lorelai.
And we learn the difference between dated and dated.
Yeah. And dated. Because she's never had a guy in the house, like.
Never had sex with a guy in the house.
Is that what dated means?
Yeah.
No, that's what dated.
She was like, you know, I've dated, but not here.
Yeah.
I took it as having sex in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a man of his words, and he gets through to her. He swindles her. He plays her like a deck of cards.
No.
He does. He really does.
She wants to also.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
They both, yeah.
I think she wanted to be able to have those boundaries, but
he didn't care.
Did not work.
No. I'm reading this wrong. He's a perfect no.
I mean,
I want you to have your own thoughts.
I'm just joking. I'm being exaggerating, but yeah, I think.
According to the actor, he feels the same way you do.
That he's like sleazy?
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely didn't just like accept that and be like, I understand, we'll have another date.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lorelai's not innocent either in it, per se. Not that anyone's in the wrong, but.
Keep talking.
Next scene. They go inside to get coffee and then immediately start making out. And they do the longest close-eye like kiss walk up the stairs. It was impressive.
When you kiss and go up the stairs, do you keep kissing or do you stop so you can go up the stairs?
I don't even walk across flat floor usually. But so they are heading up the stairs and Lane pops out because she's still in the house.
Yeah.
She's like, we can do what?
See, I feel like if I walked in on my friend's mom making out with someone, I feel like I would immediately like go pretend I wasn't there or something.
Yeah.
Not just stand there terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I think because she's like, was it everyone else is having these like romantic scenes? Because that's what I saw. She seemed like, oh, even Lorelai.
This bitch. Yeah. It goes crazy.
Yeah. But so they stop making out so Lorelai can go talk to Lane.
Which I thought it was sweet because she was like, oh, that's The Cure. I got to go help her because she knew like the music that Lane was listening to. She's like, no, this is serious.
Yeah. Yeah, they work through things. Lane's okay. She does stay the night there in Rory's room. Which, who else stays the night there? Max Medina. But Lorelai makes him sleep on the couch.
Is it sexy to threaten someone's life if they don't kiss you?
Yes.
Noted.
No.
No.
Women liked the threat of...
She was the one threatening.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I would like that. I think I would get scared if... Yeah. But, yeah, so they go to bed. Now, we jump to the morning, and someone drops Rory off in a town car, a fancy car.
She's in monkey pajamas.
She has a monkey pajamas.
They're Bobby Brown, aren't they?
Wow. I know the monkey, but I don't know the name of the monkey.
Bobby.
Bobby.
I think.
Props to this driver for getting Rory home. Yeah. Look at all that snow.
All that
snow. Which I know is different. Like the soft snow is easier to drive on. They have
snow tires, probably.
Yeah. But yeah, Rory is home.
There should be more snow on Lorelai's Jeep.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
Thank you. What am I?
Right. Lorelai runs downstairs before Rory gets to the door and says, there's a guy in here. You like him.
Rory's like, okay. That's a weird way to say it.
Yeah. So Rory walks in. Are they, what's the word? They like,
Well, wait.
What does a gargoyle do? Brood?
Nothing.
They brood over Max Medina while he's asleep, and they're like, it's my teacher. And they're like having a full conversation over his head as he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Maybe brood isn't the
brood.
Is it like stooped?
Maybe, yeah.
Look it up.
See that?
To stand over someone.
Hover.
Projecting.
I don't know what specifically you're looking for, but yeah.
We'll wait until you figure it out.
Okay, audio listeners, just hang out for a little bit. Just kidding. Yeah, so Rory doesn't take this well at all.
Well, but also, I think it's more because we saw that she was hoping that her parents might end up together.
Like, yeah.
I think that's the part.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she pulls out the photos of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lane pops out of her room, and they're like, sorry. She's like, it's cool. Coffee? Yeah. So they're good.
Coffee's my last food note.
Coffee was in there a few times. Huh?
They never actually drank it until then because I kept trying to write it, and then they wouldn't actually drink it, so then I kept erasing it.
That's when food they ate, not just talked about.
Yeah. They didn't eat the cookies.
No. Oh, was cookies
the
on
Rocky
your list?
Rocky Road cookies.
But we saw them.
Okay.
That's true.
It wasn't just talked about. We saw them.
Did you write down sugar, syrup, water? I'm just kidding. All right. And that's the episode.
Oh, thank you.
What'd you guys think about this one?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it was partially because of like the snow and it's December now. And so we're getting festive.
Mm-hmm.
We ate peppermint Oreos.
Yeah.
It was a pretty festive one. And I liked Richard and Emily freaking out together. Like,
that was kind of fun. That was fun.
Yeah. I like this one a lot.
There was minimal amount of Dean.
That's true.
There was still too much Dean, but.
Agreed.
There was no Chilton. So that's always nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That meant no Paris. I like Paris.
True. But Paris. That also meant no.
Logan. No.
No, that's all his burgers.
No.
Logan comes in a couple years.
Who's that guy?
Tristan.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's a great episode. So we have to look forward to more dates from Max Medina, jealousy from Luke. Rory dealing with the fact that her parents are not together.
Sure to subscribe to the podcast.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, clearly you like this podcast. Go ahead and hit follow on Spotify, subscribe on iTunes, whatever you do. I don't know those terms.
Should we get an Instagram? No, there's been talk.
I'm going to leave a question on Spotify. Should we make an Instagram? If anyone replies yes or no, we'll make one.
Whether you say yes or you say no, we will do it.
All right. Thanks for listening. This has been your co-host, Jackson.
Your co-host, Madeline.
And the friend, Danny, that is also a co-host.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Dun, 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 dun. What?
3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have lift off.